Name and position in connection with this year's survey, please.
OK, my name's Martin Webb and I'm the presenter of Channel 4's Risking It All programme.
Okie dokie. Now, Christmas is coming, in case it had escaped your notice. It's going to probably be bad for small businesses in Slough in some ways. Why is that?
Well, some lucky small businesses in Slough do really well out of Christmas. They get loads of more people coming through the door and they make more money. But for a big majority of businesses in Slough, it's not so good because it means they shut down. Some shut down for 3 days, some shut down for 10 days. And it means that in the period they're shut down, they're obviously not taking any money. So overall, Christmas costs small businesses in Slough over £3 million. So it's quite a big chunk out of the Slough local economy.
Now, like you said, that is quite a big chunk. Has it ever been particularly detrimental to any businesses? Have some been forced to close because of this kind of lull over Christmas? Or do some really benefit?
Well, some benefit. If you're a retail shop, you've got loads of people coming through your doors and it means greater sales. But Christmas has all sorts of problems for small businesses. And what I've been doing, I've been working with Lloyds TSB Business Insurance to come up with some ways in which businesses in Slough can protect themselves against the risks of Christmas. And the risks I'm talking about are the fact that you might get your premises burgled if you're shut for 10 days. You might get a burst pipe, you know, down to the cold weather that's being predicted. There are a lot of things that can happen because people take their eye off the ball at Christmas because it's all tinsel and turkey. And before you can say two shakes of a lamb's tail, you've got a disaster happening, a massive flood or your computers have been stolen, for example.
Now, is it best to perhaps, if you are going to shut down, because some businesses do it quite successfully and cheerfully and things like that, schools, for example, in our area is one I can think of off the top of my head, are there practical steps that people can take, you know, maybe have someone on call so that they don't have problems like flooding and unattended premises?
Exactly. I'm asking people to do the very simple things, and that's come up with a business contingency plan. And that's actually just sit down now, don't leave it till the Christmas period's actually here, because you'd be too busy sort of having Christmas parties and stuff. Do the planning now. Work out what could potentially happen to your business. So, is your business at risk from flooding? Burst pipes? Are you near a river? Are you on low-lying ground? Make sure that you've got someone who can make sure your doors are locked. Come and inspect the premises. Just drive around the factory or the unit where you're based and make sure no one's actually broken in. Make sure your alarm's working. Make sure you've got a contract in place for monitoring the alarm. All those little things that, if you check now, will make your Christmas a lot less stress-free, or a lot more stress-free, rather.
A lot less.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Yeah, it's only 10:30 in the morning. You know, I get you. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Because I think I've asked all I wanted.
Yeah, basically, I've written a down-to-earth guide to protecting your business, and it's called Stop Risking It All. And you can get it absolutely free from the Lloyds TSB businessinsurance.co.uk website. And it's full of practical tips of how you should actually protect your business over the festive period in Slough.
Fantastic. That's brilliant.
Thanks.
You sound as sexy as you look.
Oh, so do you.
Which is always
good as well.
I don't
know what you look like.
You can go on our website and have a look at what we sound like, what I sound like.
Okay, I'll have